Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? My part 4,
Once I get it,
so. This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. Hey, I'm here with a quick show. Somebody wants to explain that side of the story. Hey, matter of fact, get right into it. Who's on the line?
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Rich Kid. I'm pretty much just here to just tell more of the story of what happened at the event Survivor Series 2 with the gyms and Rome DMV situation. So basically, I'm going to just get right into it.
Now, hold on. Before you do that, like, are you involved with it? Because I don't want people thinking that we're just instigating shit. Like, why do you feel like you want to clear the air? Was you there? Like, what was going on?
Yeah, I pretty much want to clear the air because I feel like niggas was just, like, painting the facade, like, just fabricating the story, just making up shit. Like, as far as, like, the first thing, like, what irritated me about it was how they saying that the nigga got sucker punched. No, he did not get sucker punched. They had a conversation. Jim's pulled him to the side. Spoke to him for about 5 minutes. This nigga Rome just kept getting real rowdy. Like, he basically, like, Jim's basically telling him, like, yo, man, like, I just want an apology because I feel like you took it too far. You put my family in the blog, and pretty much Rome just was getting real rowdy. He didn't want to apologize, and basically Jim's took it as, like, his response was like, oh, and when Jim's basically told him, like, yo, Like, you put my family in there. Like, why would you do that? And pretty much Rome just told him, and so that was just built up tension. They were still face to face looking at each other, and the nigga was dazed. And then Tony Bro was standing right there. He wanted to say something, to do something, but once he seen that niggas was like, with the shit, basically he fell back. And then that's when a whole bunch of commotion, like, people saw what was going on. The crowd erupted for a little bit. That's when them goony niggas jumped off the stage, and basically they just went straight to the aid of him. And next thing you know, like, Rome was still, like, out of it, and the bouncers started grabbing him up, and that's when he started getting all crazy, trying to act like he wanted to charge next to niggas. Niggas was still standing there for, like, a good 10 minutes. Nothing happened. So, like, them talking about niggas ran up out of there, no. Nobody ran nowhere. Niggas was still standing in the same spot they were standing at the bar, and walked straight out the front of the venue. So all this extra stuff about, oh, like, yo, I got sucker punched and they ran. And no, that's all lies. All lies. And I don't understand. Like, I think I do understand it. He pretty much is trying to, like, basically get everybody to side with him. And he feel embarrassed, so he got to pretty much make up lies to make himself look good in the situation. Like, and it's a bad situation for him because not too many people believe him. Like, you see, like, my nigga. A nigga hit me, my nigga. I'm not jumping on no social media. I'm not going on no live. I'm not doing none of that, my nigga. Like, it's a go. Like, my nigga, we gotta shoot the fair. Like, we gotta do something about that. Like, these niggas go back to the hotel room and jump on live the thing, and then you see, like, both of their stories wasn't matching because the nigga Rome saying he wasn't on the floor, Tony Bro saying he on the floor, and the whole funny thing about the whole shit. the nigga Tony Bro had a Stop Being Dirty hat on in the venue when this whole thing was going on. But it's what? Funny that once they get on live, he got a different hat on.
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, I don't understand, like, what these niggas is doing, like, what they trying to portray. But my nigga, like, if you, like, my whole thing is, if you do something to a nigga, you say something crazy about a nigga, and niggas in exchange words, you already know what time niggas is on. So why are you even acting like this nigga trying to play victim, like, yo, he didn't know what was going, like, my nigga, you knew what it was, and the man gave you an opportunity to just apologize. You refused to do it. So he pretty much just had to face those consequences. Like any real nigga in the streets, like, my nigga, like, you talking crazy about a nigga family, like, you think a nigga ain't going to do something about that? Niggas that's really about that life. Like, now if a nigga is pussy, then obviously, like, you ain't feeling threatened by a nigga. But my nigga, if it's real, like, my nigga, it's niggas that will get killed over shit like that. Niggas don't play when it comes to their family. Like, my nigga, at certain lines, you just don't cross. Like, just keep it battle rap. Why niggas can't just talk about the battle? Why they got to do all this extra shit? For what? For fame? I don't understand it, man. Like, everything this nigga said on that 15 Minutes of Fame blog, I mean, interview with Uncle Rock, that shit was all lies.
Oh, that's what this is about. I didn't even see no interview. What interview?
Yeah, the nigga Uncle Ra interviewed this nigga. That shit was like about, what, 10, 15 minutes long? I can't remember, but I know, like, this nigga was up there basically just saying, like, yo, I got sucker punched, and then I was looking for gems, like, after, like, I left the venue. Like, I wanted the fair one. Really? My nigga, you was still out of it. Like, where the fuck was you looking for gems at, and you was still, my nigga, you was drugged, my nigga. This nigga hit this nigga real hard. So, yeah, I don't know.
So he didn't sneak him. So wrong with you. So he was looking at
him. My nigga, they were face-to-face. I'm standing right there. It's me and Peso. We standing right there looking at the whole situation. The nigga Jims is calmly talking to this nigga, and this nigga Rome just still getting loud. And it was, like, once basically after he told him, like, yo, like, you took it too far and, like, you putting my family in there, and the nigga Rome said, and? Like, you know how, like, when bitches, like, snap their neck and just look at a nigga, like, on some, like, roll their neck, like, and, nigga? Like, that's pretty much how it was. The nigga was still looking at the nigga when the nigga decked him. So I'm not understanding how this nigga's talk about he got sucker punched, he got sneaked. No, my nigga, you did not turn. No, your head didn't turn nowhere. You was looking straight at this man. And for Tony Bro to be standing right there and see the whole situation as well, and you going live for this nigga? Like, come on, man. That shit is mad corny. Mad corny.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, I just wanted to clear that up because, like, I'm pretty much right there. And, like, once this nigga, like, my nigga, you dry snitching. Like, oh, a bunch of his dudes that was with him wearing Trap NY shirts. Like, come on. Like, that was very uncalled for. For what, nigga? Niggas seen who niggas was with. It was no reason for him to point that out. That's some sucker shit.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, definitely appreciate you calling up and explaining your. And I see why you want to explain your side because you fuck a trap out. Now I see what you're saying. I got to watch that interview. I didn't even see that shit.
Yeah, but and the only, like, me, like, I don't even, like, be getting involved in little bullshit like this because, like, my nigga, I let niggas talk. Like, niggas ain't doing nothing, ain't causing no harm to me. Like, a nigga ain't touch me, a nigga ain't do nothing to me. So I'm good. Like, I enjoyed myself, came out to Richmond. Came back to New York, I'm Gucci. But my whole thing is, like, my nigga, I'm one of the niggas that's standing there wearing the shirt on and you talk about niggas rant? Oh, nah. You talk about me now, nigga. Like, fuck out here, nigga. Niggas ain't run, nigga. Niggas was standing right there after the whole melee happened, nigga. This nigga was still fucking shaking in his boots. I'm surprised this nigga ain't shit on himself.
Cool. What? Niggas say shit on himself.
Rome. Yeah. My nigga, that Rockabye Baby, nigga. That nigga ain't know where he was at.
All right. So now what is thing? Is thing squashed? I mean, squashed or what?
To my understanding, I don't know. Because, like, niggas was talking about, like, oh, niggas. I'm pretty sure niggas seen, like, niggas is, like, on fucking Facebook. Niggas on Twitter and shit talking about, yo, what's good? Niggas want to shoot the fair one because you snuck my man. Nobody snuck this nigga. So I don't know if it's squash or not, but like niggas will see, man. Like I'm pretty sure like this should have like die over time. But for right now, like it's pretty much gonna be a topic. This is what everybody's gonna be talking about, and like this is what's wrong with battle rap. Like it's a black eye on this shit. Like, and I don't blame Jims for what he did. Like in that moment, he felt disrespected. And any real nigga, any man, any real man in that situation, like when you crossing a line talking about somebody's family, like you can't really, it's nothing you can really say about that. Like you can't fault him in that situation. Now, me personally, I feel like if it's for him to do it like in the venue, like that could have been done outside. But at that point in time, like, he wasn't even on that time, like, being violent with the guy. Like, he just kept talking to him very calm, and this nigga just kept getting real crazy, and pretty much that's what it was, man. Like, and this wrong nigga, he talked too much. Like, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't Jims, this shit was bound to happen at some point in time, because, like, this nigga had it coming. Like, he talked too crazy.
Niggas got
to know when to just shut the fuck up, man, and just play their position. Like, my nigga, be a blogger, fucking talk about the battles, and all that extra shit, it just got to stop. The shit is corny. Like, look at the end result, nigga.
All right, that's what it is, well, shit. Appreciate you calling up and wanting to clear the air from the trap house side of shit. I'm about to go watch the TV, because I don't even know what you're talking about with the enemy. I don't even see that shit.
Yeah. You got to go see that. Like, this nigga, that shit was like a 10 to 15 minute blog. I can't remember, like, and the funny shit, I got home, like, around, I would say, somewhere close to 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was home probably for, like, a good half hour, and that's when the interview came up. I'm looking like, oh, my God, I know this nigga. The nigga starts off laughing and shit, and then also, this nigga put out a fucking blog himself, like, and this nigga's fucking talking crazy. Like, the nigga is mocking Jim. Like, remember when, after the whole good shit, when Jim was on some shit, like, yo, like fucking like he pretty much went on his rant. The nigga Rome is just mocking him. So it's like I'm looking at this like, my nigga, so you still haven't learned your lesson? Like after you done got hit, my nigga, you still going on? You still fucking with this nigga? For what? The shit is over with. Like why are you continuing? It's like this nigga's asking for it. I don't know what's going on in that nigga head, man. Like, it's something wrong with this nigga. That's the only way I could just possibly look at this whole situation. Like, I'm starting to think that this nigga's probably, like, mentally challenged. Something wrong with this nigga, yeah. A nigga like me? My nigga, especially if it's a problem like that, like, I'm not blogging on that shit, my nigga. Like, I'm not making fun of the situation. And when you see the interview cap, like, the nigga is just laughing throughout the whole shit, basically. Like, you find that funny? Like, is there any human in a nigga getting punched in the mouth?
Nah. Like, it was right after. I gotta see this interview, man. Fuck, I'm gonna see this interview, man. But yeah. Shit, this is though, my nigga. I definitely appreciate you calling up and clearing your side up and shit. Now I see what's going on. He said there's an interview where he said that, so that's what this. All right, I got you. Because for the most part, it seems like everybody was more niggas on Jim's side than on Rome's side. It seemed like.
Yeah, and I'm kind of shocked about that. Like that's what's up. Like, cause dead ass, like that man he didn't have no intentions. He didn't come in there thinking like, yo, when I see this nigga, I'm pressing this nigga and I'm decking this. Nah, it wasn't nothing like that. He was like, yo, I'ma just talk to this nigga and just let him know like, yo, as a man, how I felt about the situation, and I want him to apologize for it, and that's all. Like, he didn't come in no rah rah shit. The nigga was calm the whole time. He was calm when we first came in there. The nigga Rome getting loud, Beasley squash and shit. He like, yo, you know what? Wait until after you battle, cause like Jims had just walked in the building, seen the nigga, like, so he ain't battle yet. He did the battle. He respected what Beasley said. He did the battle, and then it's like this nigga just freely walking behind niggas, walking next to niggas, like shit is all good. And I know that shit was just bothering Jims. Like, yo, I know this nigga ain't like, he coming over here like this shit is sweet, my nigga, like.
Wait a minute, hold on, because I thought they said there was two altercations there.
Like, the first, like, when we first got in there, yeah, like, he addressed it, and the nigga, Rome, pretty much was causing the scene. Like, Kims was talking regular talk, like, but Rome pretty much was, like, causing a scene so niggas could see what the fuck is going on, and Beasley happened to be walking by. The nigga grabs Beasley and throws Beasley in front of him, like, on some, like, yo, Beasley, help me out, help me out. That's the type of shit he was on. And, like, yo, yeah. He's like, Beasley, like, yo, what's going on? What's happening? Yo, yeah, he want to go outside. And, like, Kims was just on some, like, yo, like, I feel he violated me, and I want to have a conversation with this nigga. That's all. So he was like, you know what, yeah, we could go outside, but Beasley like, nah, chill, wait until after you battle. So Jim's like, you know what, you're right. He let it rock. And then that's when after the battle, like probably like about a good 5 minutes after that, the nigga Rome just freely walking around, keep coming behind niggas right next to the bar, ordering drinks and shit. So the nigga walks off, he stands right next to Tony Bro, and that's when Jim's like, nah, fuck that. He tapped the nigga and had a conversation with him for 5 minutes. And then one thing led to another. So, yeah. People, hear me loud and clear. Jims did not sucker punch this nigga. He did not come in there with the intention of hitting him. Rome brought it on himself because he wanted to act like he was a super tough nigga. And clearly, you ain't that type of nigga. So, he pretty much brought it on himself. Like, I don't got no sympathy for that nigga. And nobody should, too. And Battle Truth, my nigga, you're a fucking goofy, man. Like, you don't even know what the fuck happened. You don't know the situation. And you just jumping out the window calling Jims a coward and talk about, yo, my nigga, who ever seen this nigga? This nigga from Wisconsin or some shit? Ain't nobody ever going to see this nigga at an event. And if he do pop up, I'm pretty sure it's niggas, a few niggas that's going to want to put hands on this nigga. Because this nigga talk crazier than Rome. The fuck is wrong with that nigga? But, yeah, I had to address that nigga, too, like, the fuck
out of
here with that shit, man.
That's what it is, bro. I ain't even see them shits. All right, let me go catch up. That's what it is, but I definitely appreciate you explaining your side of the story, my nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for having me on the show, man. I appreciate that. For people out there, follow me on Twitter, Harlem's Rich Kid. I'm also doing my blogging thing, Rich Kid. Just type me up on YouTube. Just holler at me, man. But Cap, good looking, my nigga. I holler at you.
You already know. Be easy, bro. All
right, one.
One. Shout out to Rich Kid for calling up. He wanted to explain his side of the story. I didn't see the blog that Rome made. I didn't see the blog, so I'm about to go watch the shit now and shit. But I don't know. Hopefully, shit is over with now, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get back to battle, right, man? Hey, from the fuck up, I'm out. One.